watered down to a certain extent. Again, the Democrats had the numbers to pass something, but I think it's probably the least dangerous that it has been. We're going to have to also take a look at this public health care option bill is going to be a biggie. There's a lot of education reform bills that we wish were going to be passed, but probably won't. They're going to end up just making things worse for charter schools. And then, of course, the big overriding one for most conservative Republican activists is election reform. And unfortunately, the AB 4 bill that was passed in the special session last year that allowed for automatic mail-in balloting to everybody that caused so many problems in November is going to be made permanent. It was a temporary bill, supposedly, but now they're going to make that permanent. And we're just going to have to focus on getting more conservative Republicans elected in 2022 and hopefully undo the damage that's going to be done this session somewhere down the road years to come.
Chuck, can you stay with us one more segment?
Oh, for you? Absolutely.
You are too good. Chuck Muth, the... I'm sorry. We can't do that because we have Cassie Smedley, who's going to join us at 3:30. I'm sorry about that. Just very quickly, May 1st came and went, and we've got, kind of the new regime, which is the Clark County Commission and commissions all across the state that are going to be running the pandemic. What happens in this next month?
Well, I think Clark County is more open to the idea of reopening the businesses as much as possible, humanly possible, than Governor Sisolak is. The problem is, as long as the governor maintains this control over forcing, that mask mandate, none of these businesses are going to be able to go back to business as usual. There are people who simply won't go into a business if they're forced to wear a mask to go inside. The governor needs to get rid of that mask mandate. We've got people that are vaccinated. People know the safety precautions to take. It's time to get rid of this stupid mask mandate.
Can we do that with the Clark County Commission, or does the governor supersede the Clark County Commission?
Right now, the governor supersedes. He still is invoking his emergency powers to mandate that the masks stay on. And so the Clark County Commission cannot overrule him on that.
It's going to be interesting to see how this next month plays out. Chuck, always good. If folks want to check out Muth's Truths, I love it. I wait for it every week. How can they do it?
Just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com, freenewsletterfromchuck.com, and you can sign up right there.
Very good. Chuck, always good. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Coming up, an old friend. We've talked with her a lot over the years. We grew up in Kansas City. She went to an all-girls school, Catholic school. I went to an all-boys Catholic high school. And she's really good. She's really smart. Cassie Smedley, Executive Director of America Rising. She's got a new gig. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 3:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. There is a crash to look out for. Interstate 15 northbound, that's north of Gene, mile marker 16. And traffic is slow through there due to some scattered debris. So be careful there on 15 north. Also, some reduced speeds at the moment. North 15 at the 95 interchange near downtown. Reduced speeds 15 south at Oakey. Also, you're pretty much touch and go in a couple of areas. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, 215 west at Gillespie. And remember, Las Vegas Boulevard, it's down to one lane in each direction. That's between Spring Mountain Drive and Resorts World Drive. That's taking place through Friday.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Going into the final week or so of the regular season, the Vegas Golden Knights, they have 74 points. The Colorado Avalanche, 72 points. And the Minnesota Wild, 70 points. Minnesota will try to move a little bit closer to Vegas tonight as the two teams will play the final matchup between the two teams this evening. The Wild have had the Golden Knights number as they have won five in a row against the Golden Knights.
Colorado is going to play at San Jose this evening. Again, Colorado a couple points behind the Golden Knights. Raiders football, they have signed cornerback Casey Hayward Jr. He spent the last 4 years playing for the Chargers. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need to fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it done faster with the performance and security of a device configured by CDW and powered by the Built for Business Intel vPro platform.
Nice.
Are you done yet, Mommy?
More time for story time.
An even better use of your lap. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, President Biden has been sending his surrogates out on the trail trying to sell us this $6 trillion package. And I have a feeling America is not going to, when they find out what's in this, they're not going to buy this. We're talking about an infrastructure program that's only got about 5% infrastructure. It's a joke, really. Cassie Smedley has a new gig. For those of you that have been followers of this show for a while, she has been a regular on this program for a number of years, working for the Republican National Committee and others. She is now the executive director of America Rising. And Cassie Smedley, great to have you with us. And first of all, welcome. But secondly, what is America Rising?
Yeah, always great to be with you. So America Rising is part of the conservative network, but we're just at a different vantage point, whereas at the RNC, it was about getting Republicans elected. America Rising is pretty much solely focused on the opposition research, on getting the darts at the other guys, at the Democrats, to go out there and make sure that when they do put forth really bad policy positions that are going to cost us a lot of money and bankrupt our country, you know about it. And so we're all working together on the same team, but just from a little bit different vantage point. And certainly, as you laid up right there in your intro, this White House is giving us, unfortunately, a lot of material to work with.
I want to ask you, though, because I see 2022 as an amazing opportunity. Are you working towards 2022 or 2024?
Both. And even we're working in 2021. We've got a gubernatorial race in Virginia right now, you know, with folks who are up this year. But all across the board, anytime there's a vote or a ballot, those are candidates that we help and support, notably by going out and figuring out what their opponent has done wrong or would do wrong. And so when you're talking about putting the pressure on Democrats in particular for 2022, I mean, these guys are really vulnerable. You're already seeing so many Democrats just retiring, just taking their ball and going home because they see the writing on the wall, not just the historical precedent that the party of the White House loses a couple dozen seats on average in the midterm election. But on top of that, you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just throwing around trillions of dollars. You've got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer trying to ram through this H.R. 1, which would throw huge holes in our voting system and in the integrity of our voting system and make it ripe for further fraud, for those who already believe that there's a lot of that going on right now. And at the end of the day, the American people are just incredibly skeptical of this big government socialist grab the Democrats are trying to do. And so, but we've got to, you know, you see it. They've got the platform of the mainstream media. They've got, as we saw today, big tech on their side. And so if they go out and say, oh, this is just a beautiful package and it's going to do beautiful things for your life and you should love it, the American people say, well, I would love beautiful. We'll love it. So it's make sure people know what's in it and know that the bill for their programs will come. It will be on us. It will be more of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars coming out of our pockets, and it will certainly be carried on to our children and grandchildren, and even at this point, great-grandchildren.
I want to ask you, though, because there's so much in this bill and in accompanying bills that are just, they're flat-out giveaways. Free universal pre-K, free this, free that. And people have a tendency to forget that somebody somewhere along the line is going to end up paying for it. Do you think the American people are smart enough to recognize this for what it is?
Gosh, I hope so. You know, I think we're coming out of COVID right now, and Democrats are being really crafty because for the last year, there was this anxiety in our country, and people said we just need to get through this, just push us through this, and you kind of had unlikely allies for a lot of spending that was going on under the guise of emergency relief. And then what we saw happen earlier this year with Democrats is they rammed through a bill which had very little COVID relief in it under the messaging of COVID relief, and I think the American people wised up to what they did, and certainly I hope Republican legislators have too in terms of messaging. But again, that's part of our mandate is now here with these new infrastructure bills. They're saying, oh, our infrastructure, you know, we have the 13th worst infrastructure in the world. We should be better. Don't you think as Americans we should be better? Well, that sounds good until, as you pointed out, only 6% of the bill, less than, actually has to do with traditional infrastructure. And instead, they have developed this whole new definition of infrastructure to just fit whatever is in their socialist model. And part of it, too, is that they're trying to ram this all through because they know that the clock's ticking. They know that they are living on borrowed time with enough votes to potentially get this through. So if you think about it that way, too, it's really not in our best interest. This is all just their own political hatchery here that they're trying to ram through, and they know that, and I think the American people are really wising up to it. If not for anything, the price tag alone is something that should give us all pause. Why should we ever ram through trillions of dollars of spending in bill after bill after bill without being skeptical of that spending?
I've got to ask you, because it's breaking news today, the Facebook Oversight Committee has extended for at least 6 months the suspension of former President Donald J. Trump. What will be the ramifications of this? Because I keep hearing that even left-wing progressives, Bernie Sanders, people like that, they want to break up big tech. You got conservatives on the right side that support the president that obviously want to break up big tech. What do you think will happen? And could we end up with some kind of odd couple deal between progressives and conservatives all to take down big tech?
Yeah, it's certainly been a strange, as you say, odd couple of allies coming out on today's decision, but just generally thinking it's too big. It's made a strange alliance. And so I think that remains to be seen what ultimately ends up happening. I heard Senator Hawley talking about, you know, it's not unprecedented. We've done it before. 100 plus years ago, when the railroads were getting too monopolistic, they took them down and broke them up. We saw it with the baby bells a little more recently. So there is some precedent here. It's not totally uncharted. But I think even more than that, you're seeing, and we absolutely see this from our supporters in America Rising and people who follow our work, people want to get rid of the middleman altogether. They don't trust the middleman. They don't trust the evening news guy. They don't trust Facebook and Twitter and anybody from the algorithm. And so say, how do I get directly to the source? What can I do to get directly to the source? And I think you're seeing yesterday the President Trump unearthed his new, we called it his one-way communication kind of website where he can put his information. You can hear directly from him without the fear of big tech censoring him. Certainly at America Rising, we work to make sure that you can go right to our website or right to our email list, and you're getting those fact checks on the Biden administration. And I think there's a lot more interest in people not having to rely on these middlemen to maybe hopefully get it right, and finding out ways to go more directly to the source. I think ultimately that's what's going to prevail. The free market's just going to mandate that.
If folks want to help you at America Rising, I don't know what it is you need, if you need money, if you need volunteers or whatever, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, we'd love that. AmericaRising.org is the main spot, certainly at America Rising on Twitter, even though I just said get rid of the middleman. But AmericaRising.org is the direct source to figure out more about what we do and to donate and help us fight back against the Democrats' policies and make sure you have the information to spread the truth to your friends and family and community.
And by the way, for those of you that don't know, that don't remember, we both are products of Kansas City and Catholic schools, Catholic high schools, different era, needless to say. But that's okay, too. Hey, now that we have reconnected, will you come on again?
Yes, I would love it. And I have to tell you, our city really showed off. I was able to get married in Kansas City, have a really good, beautiful wedding that was not interrupted too much by COVID. And even though it was only 5 degrees on that wedding day, everyone said, gosh, what a great city. So Kansas City got some new fans.
Oh, that is so cool. Hey, Cassie, have a good one. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. Always great to be with you.
Cassie Smedley, really nice lady, and a newlywed, and the executive director of America Rising. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. When to claim Social Security continues to be a hot topic among those in their 60s. Here with some insight on claiming strategies is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Hey, you only get one chance to claim Social Security, Coach. How do we get it right?
Well, it's important, Steve. And one of the things we need to do is make sure we know what we're doing when we go into that office to file the claim. Many people that are listening think you can walk into the Social Security office and they're going to help you decide which claiming option to take. Steve, they're going to help you click on a button. That's what's going to help, because they're not allowed to tell you and to consult with you about what may be good for you. And you're right. Once you make that decision, you're pretty much locked in stone. Now, if you make the wrong decision and you want to go back and change it within the first year, you can pay back all the money you've already got, and then you can change the decision. So that's why it's important to not pay first. You pay later if you do the wrong thing. So let's make sure we get the right plan together. And that's part of our total retirement plan, which is 22 different steps. One of the steps is how to make sure you're filing the correct Social Security claiming option. And if you do it wrong, Steve, we've seen others cost themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars over their lifetime by selecting the wrong option or not consulting with someone to make sure they're doing the right thing. So let's get that out of the way. That'll save you a lot of money. That'll make you a lot more money in retirement. But more importantly, let's get a total retirement plan so we don't make mistakes like this with other parts of our plan. Steve, the next 10 people who call, I'll do it at no cost or obligation. We usually charge $1,000 or more for a total retirement plan. We're going to waive that if you call right now. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement if you call right now.
That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered investment advisor.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much?
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll be honest with you, I hate watching Morning Joe, and I know you do too, and obviously because nobody watches it. But it was interesting, today they had a clip of Kevin McCarthy that was caught on a hot mic disparaging Liz Cheney. Now, to give you a little bit of the backstory, and I'll do it real quick. Well, I'll do it real quick, in fact. They're trying to get rid of her from leadership in the Republican House of Representatives. And they're trying to do it any way they can. This was from before an interview was going to be taped with Fox News. Somebody caught this. It is a disparaging kind of talk on Liz Cheney from Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader. Here it is.
I think she's got real problems. I've had it with. It's, you know, I've lost confidence. Well, someone just has to bring a motion, but I assume that will probably take place.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy caught on a hot mic yesterday before his appearance on Fox News. A spokesperson for Congresswoman Cheney put out a statement after McCarthy's interview saying, "This is about whether the Republican Party is going to perpetuate lies about the 2020 election, an attempt to whitewash what happened on January 6th.
And
Liz will not do that. That is the issue."
And Willie, first of all, Kevin McCarthy knew as he was mic'd up for a TV hit that what he was going to say was going to get out. So, I mean, he's not even that stupid, first of all. Also, you wonder if he's started to do this since he started to catch heat from Fox hosts,
yeah,
who've gone after him for such sins against humanity as living with Frank Luntz and other perceived sins against Trumpism. But you look through all of this, and as the Wall Street Journal said, Liz Cheney's being attacked. By Donald Trump. In fact, attacked four times. So this whole thing about, like, oh, why is Liz Cheney always bringing up Donald Trump? Why is she perpetuating this fight? So Wall Street Journal editorial page said, Trump is obsessed with her. Trump is always putting out statements attacking her. Kevin should talk to Trump and tell him to lay low. But, of course, he'll never do that because He's scared of Donald Trump.
It's pretty clear where this is heading at this point. Punch Bowl News is just now reporting that Congressman Steve Scalise is going to back Elise Stefanik, the Republican congresswoman from New York, to be the next GOP leadership chair. It's moving in that direction. Liz Cheney is going to lose her job, and Joe, defining moments don't get more clear than this. What the Republican Party is saying right now is that the one or two people who are saying what's true about the 2020 election, that Joe Biden was elected fairly and is president of the United States, that they are the ones who lose their jobs. They are the ones who lose their power. They are the ones who are pushed out to the margins. And the people who perpetuated this lie will be pushed front and center as the faces of the Republican Party.
That's from Morning Joe. It's Willie Geist. I'll just tell you that Donald J. Trump is the face of the Republican Party, period. End of story. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you were with us earlier, you know, if you were listening with Chuck Muth, we were talking about a new Senate bill, SB 420, that a lot of people are questioning in Carson City. Hospitals, doctors, organizations, they're all lobbying fiercely to make sure this does not become law. It is a bill that would force insurance carriers across the state to provide, in addition to the other programs they have, it would force them to have a public option. And it would force the expansion of Medicaid.